Page 71. Exercise G. Listen for details. Listen to part 2 of Tina Traveler's report. Then answer the questions. Listen again if necessary. Part 2.
Tina Traveler here again with today's travel tip of the day. Still on the subject of lost luggage, but from a very different angle. Yesterday, we discussed how to avoid having the airlines lose your luggage. But let's say that happens, and let's say you've agreed to be reimbursed for your loss, and you've moved on. But here's an interesting twist. Today, we're at the Unclaimed Baggage Center, a one-of-a-kind store in the U.S. and a major tourist attraction here in the state of Alabama in the U.S. South. Over 1 million people visit it each year from the U.S. and over 40 other countries. The Unclaimed Baggage Center's motto is "You never know what you'll find." This unusual business buys bags left behind by passengers from airlines, bus companies, and railways. I know what you're thinking, but yes, some people just don't pick up their bags. They buy them sight unseen, and one company executive says, "We have no idea what's in the bags when we purchase them." The company says it sorts the contents of the luggage and only puts the best merchandise out for sale. All clothes are dry cleaned and laundered. Fine jewelry is cleaned and priced. All electronic equipment is tested and cleared of data. What they can't sell, they donate or recycle. The Unclaimed Baggage Center feels more like a department store than the typical lost and found department you can find at any train or bus station. Here you can find top brands, with some items that still have their original store price tags attached to them. Many high-end electronic products are, in spite of all advice, packed in checked luggage. In a recent year, the Unclaimed Baggage Center sold over 3,000 iPads, as well as thousands of smartphones, headphones, cameras, laptops, and their accessories. It is said that the center puts out more than 5,000 items a day, and the price is right. Many are discounted as much as 80% below their original selling prices. You might ask why these items hadn't been returned to their original owners. The owner of the Unclaimed Baggage Center says that it has contracts with airlines and other companies who have already settled and paid claims to customers. Sometimes, however, the items couldn't be returned because they had no identification on them. Before you get mad, however, it's important to note that airlines say that only 0.5% of checked bags are lost, and of those, 98% are eventually returned to their owners.